Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Da Peches. We will be in on Da Peches Amud Aleph, the second line, Mestapkin Biluntus. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had taught us that Rav Chanan Bar Akavya had been makel, was lenient in three different halachas. And the third halacha that the Gemara identified was the halacha of Mestapkin Biluntus. The one may dry himself on Shabbos with a bath towel. Asking Mamahi, exactly what is meant with this halacha, says the Gemara, the Tanya, for the Braisa teaches us, Mestapkim Odom Baluntus, a person could dry himself on Shabbos or Yontif after he takes a bath, and we need not be concerned for the malacha of Chsrita. And after he dries himself, he puts it down on the windowsill in the bathhouse. However, says the Brice of Loyim Serena Lairuyim, it should not be handed over to the bathhouse attendants. B'nei Shechshudim Alois Adavar. They, we were concerned, would squeeze out the water for the bath towel. And of course, that's also in Shabbos. So furthermore, even in a place where there's an Erev, the Gemara, this Brice holds, you cannot carry it home. Because they were concerned that if you're going to carry it home, you may come to squeeze it on the way as you're carrying it home. Rav Shimon Omer, whereas Rav Shimon says, Afim via biyadal tech besoy, somebody could carry it home on Shabbos, and we need not be concerned that he's going to squeeze it, because we're not choshesh for Shemri Yisrit. So it turns out, Rav Chanan ben Kavya, again, is being lenient here and not being concerned about Shemri Yisrit. So the Rishonim have a debate how to understand this opinion. The Ran says the reason Rav Chananya ben Akavya was lenient is because since everybody who uses the bath, obviously we of course have to speak that this is in a situation that you're allowed to take a bath on Shabbos. In those days they took cold baths on Shabbos, so that's what we're speaking about. Of course, if you're not allowed to take the bath, there is no issue. And the Mishnah Berurah says, our minig is not to take baths on Shabbos. But in a place where they took baths on Shabbos, Saran says that it's a gzera. If we're going to tell people that they can't dry themselves off, or they're going to have to be strict in the way they handle the towels, it's a gzera she'ein roi v'atziba yichayim lamed boy. And as we've learned so many times in our shiurim, Chazal don't make gezeiros that people can't withstand. And the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Nun Ches, in fact, quotes this Ran. And therefore the Ran says that Bizman Azeh, that we don't take bath, so this Heter would not apply. Another explanation is given by the El Yorab in the name of the Urayim. He says that Rav Chananya ben Akavya held that there isn't that much water that's typically used in a bath. So even since there isn't that much water typically used in a bath, we need not be concerned that somebody's going to get the towel so wet that he's going to squeeze it out, because there isn't that much water in the first place. Says the Aruch HaShabbos that if that's the reason, there would be a difference between what type of a bath towel you're using. If indeed you're using a big bath towel, then there's nothing to be concerned about, because no large bath towel, even after wiping yourself is going to get so wet that we have to be concerned that that there's so much water that you could come to schita. But in a smaller bath towel, that if somebody used a smaller towel, there would be a concern. The Gra says the reason is that the reason we're not Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya was makel, because people don't really care if the bath towels are wet. And so it doesn't bother us. You know, if you're wearing a suit, you're wearing clothing, so of course, if they're wet, they could get ruined. And that's why people are very concerned to make sure that they properly dry them. But when we speak about a bath towel is not something that usually gets that people care if it gets wet. And therefore, nobody's going to necessarily do schita to save it from being wet. So says the Archa Shabbos, if that's the halacha, the only the halacha of our Gemara that we're not concerned about Shema Yischait will not, that Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi is not concerned about Shema Yischait, will only be in a situation like what we are discussing, where there's a bath towel, you don't care if it gets wet. But indeed, if it's going to be something that you dafka don't want to get wet, and it bothers you if it gets wet, and could get ruined if it gets wet, then indeed the halacha will be that even Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi, according to this explanation, will be concerned for Shema Yischait. So we learned in our Mishnah that if there's a mechitza around, we built this frame around the hole in the balcony, so then the halacha is we could draw water up through that hole. Now, we only spoke about drawing water up from the mechitza through the hole. But of course, there's wastewater that could come. And the question that we're now going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem, can one use this hole to drop the wastewater? It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Lo Shana El Malis. The halacha that we're learning in our shiurim is only if you want to draw water up this frame. Ava lishpach, if you want to drop water through this frame, usser. That you're not allowed to do. Because what's going to happen? You're going to drop the water through this hole, and then the water is going to trap. So we indeed learned that what the frame accomplishes is that the frame around that you build is like a Rishus HaYochid. So you're pouring it down to Rishus HaYochid. But when you're pouring the water, so when you, let's just first, when you talk about drawing up the water, so because we learned that this frame goes all the way down, so it's considered good achas, and you, the, where you're drawing the water up from under the frame is as if you're drawing it straight up from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaYochid. But when you're pouring the water down the hole, what happens is that the water goes down the hole, and then it's going to travel further. And since the water is going to be traveled further, it's going to travel past the area under the frame, which is a karmelus. So you're causing that water should travel past into a karmelus, which of course is usur. And even though it's not a direct, it's not going directly into the karmelus, you poured it down this frame, and only afterwards it's going to go further into the karmelus. Still, that the Gemara is saying is something that is also because you're causing that it should go into the karmelus. So the Rishonim ask a question. They ask that we learned in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Amud Beis that one may pour water down the walls of a boat, that even though when the water, after it finishes rolling down the wall of the boat, goes into the yam, which is a karmelus. But the Gemara said that since it was only koichoi, it wasn't something that you did direct, and Chazal didn't make an isser of koichoi be karmelus. To explain, the entire isser of transporting something to a karmelus, as we've discussed Baruch Hashem numerous times, is only an isser drabonim. The whole concept of a karmelus is only drabonim. And the issue of koichoi, if I'm not doing it in a direct manner, is also drabonim. So that's why the Gemara said, koichoi ben karmelus legozru chachamim. So according to that, why don't we say the same thing in our Gemara? When you're pouring something down this frame, so as we just said, when you're pouring it down the frame, it's as if you're pouring it into Rishus HaYochid. Yes, afterward, it will travel into the karmelus, but that's koichoi ben karmelus. So Tosfos answers that sometimes that they used to have these balconies that didn't lead, that weren't, that had the frame not directly over a karmelus, but they had the frame over Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, there it's indeed koichoi, but it's koichoi b'Rishus HaRabim. And koichoi b'Rishus HaRabim, Chazal were machmer. And therefore, Tosfos goes on to say, a boat always travels in the yam. So since a boat always travels in the yam, so We don't have, it's always going to be a situation of koich bekamlus, which, as we just said, Chazal were lenient. But here, it could be a situation of koich b'rishus rabbim, where, of course, Chazal would be machmer. And in fact, the Rashba says that the entire Isser of our Gemara, it's not Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, but the Rashba says that the entire Isser that's being identified in the Gemara is only in place where there's a Rishus Rabbim in that vicinity. And because there's a Rishus Rabbim in that vicinity, that's why we have to be Machmer. But if indeed there was no Rishus Rabbim in that vicinity, it would strictly be a situation of Koich B'Kamelis and Koich B'Kamelis L'Gazur Chachamim. Mask of Lord of Shizbi, so Rav Shizbi just asks this question. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in our Shir where you have a chotzer that's less than Dalar Amos. That we're going to learn that if there's a uka, that there's a hole that carries, that has in it the amount that holds a sosayim, the loch is you allow to pour water into that hole on Shabbos. And we learned in the Braisa that even if that hole got full of water, it's used for waste, it's the sewage system they used to have, you're allowed to continue pouring in it into Shabbos, even though it's obviously going to pour out past the chotzer. So you see that we're not concerned for chotzer, answers the Gemara. Hani tami, the water that's poured into that hole and is meant to get absorbed into the ground. So therefore, when I pour water into it, my real intention is that it should get absorbed into that ground. Even though if afterwards it ends up, because there's so much water in that hole, it ends up pouring over and going out, that was a davar she'eino miskaven. So we're going to have two reasons to be lenient. One, it's going to be koichoi. It wasn't that I poured directly outside of the chatzar. Combined with the fact that it's a davar she'eino miskaven. I'm satisfied that it should remain in the hole. However, v'hani lo taimi, the water that's under this frame is certainly, water that I pour out of this frame is certainly going to go outside of the frame. And therefore, it's considered, you can't call that davar she'eino miskaven. So now the question is, what's going to be if it's a davar she'eino miskaven? It's koichoi, like we just learned, but we also learned many times that a psik resha, Chazal don't call a davar she'eino miskaven. Something which is certain to happen is not called a davar she'eino miskaven. So what would be the halacha where we know for sure it's going to go outside of this area? On one hand, we could say it's certainly koichoi, that's not a discussion, but it's a davar she'eino miskaven. But it's also psikresha. And the question is, how should we look at the situation given that it's a psikresha? So there are many paiskim that say that in this case, that it's a psikresha, that will not be osur. Because since it's a psikresha, the light in ichbeslei, I really don't care. Or others explain that even if it's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha that has all of these other leniencies, it's koichoi, it's bekarmelis. So we have all of these leniencies to combine. Many rishonim already say we can be lenient. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this entire Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Bar Huna loytema lamal sudushari. Don't say that we only could draw water up this frame. Lishbaich osur, but to pour water down this frame would be osur for the reasons we'll be giving in our shir. El lishbech namishari, you're allowed to pour it down. Omar Rav Shizbi pshita, isn't it obvious that should be mutter? Isn't it the exact same situation of the uka that we just spoke about, the hole, that even if it's overfilled, the sewage hole, I'm allowed to pour into it on Shabbos and the Chatzar? Answers the Gemara, we might have said that it's not a good comparison. The mad tamer, hani tami, by the water in the hole, I wanted to get absorbed into the ground. The hani loy tami, but here the water is certainly going to go past the hole, and therefore maybe it should be different. The kamash malon, therefore it's mutter. So again, as we said, this is not considered a psikresha. Why is this not considered a psuk reisha? Here for sure, we know that the water you're pouring out through these frame is going to go past the frame. And why is that not considered a psuk reisha? So as I said, the Trumas Deshen, he says that this is psuk reisha by Issad Rabbonon. Carrying to a Carmelist is an Issad Rabbonon. And the psuk reisha, and they say that we could be lenient on a psuk reisha by Issad Rabbonon. Most Paiskim disagree with the Trumas Deshen. And they say that, as we've discussed so many times, that we're machma by psuk reisha, we're machma psuk reisha even by the Rabbonon. So there are other explanations that are given. One explanation, if there is, like we said before, if it's nichalei or loy nichalei, ich beslei or loy ich beslei, if I care or I don't care. Here, I don't care when I pour out the water if it does go past the frame or it doesn't go past the frame. I just want to get the water out of my home, the wastewater. And therefore, since it's psuk reisha, but it's psuk reisha to loy ich beslei, therefore, we need not be machmer. Another case, the Bagan Avram wants to suggest, he wants to say that since I'm not carrying directly, saying that we never say, the Bagan Avram says, we never say the Isser of psuk reisha when it's koichoi. When were Chazal machmer of psuk reisha? Chazal were machmer of psuk reisha only when it's a direct carry. But as we just finished explaining, this is not a direct carrying. It's only through koichoi. And since it's only through koichoi, that's why even though it's a psuk reisha, Chazal were lenient. So we learned in the Mishnah Kenshin is exhaust when we have these two balconies and only the upper balcony made this frame and not the lower balcony, then Shtei Masuris, says the Gemara, Amar Avuna Marav, Lo Shanu, this halacha that we learned in the Mishnah was Ela Besmucha, when the lower balcony and the higher balcony are very close to each other. So since the lower balcony and the high balcony are so close to each other, so as we discussed extensively in our previous shiurim, the people on the lower balcony will certainly use the upper balcony. And if they didn't make an Erev together, they can't. And since this frame is accessible to both of them, then we have a problem. However, Avabu Meflegas, if there's a distance between the upper balcony and the lower balcony, so then that loch is Hel Yoyna Materis, the upper balcony is Mutter, because the lower balcony does not have, as we keep on discussing in our shurim, equal access to the upper balcony. And if they don't have equal access to the upper balcony, we don't have any problem. There's a very big machloikis. What is considered mufleges and smucha? Rashi says that if it's within four tfachim, it's smucha, it's close. When it's more than four tfachim, it's considered mufleges. The Rambam is more machmer. The Rambam says that the shear is 10 tfachim. Dama Rav, and Rav Latameh, and this is very much consistent with Rav's previous opinion, Dama Rav, Rav has taught us, En Adam Oysal Chaveri Darech Avir. If you have to go through airspace for the people on the lower balcony to be able to reach the upper balcony, they have to go through airspace, which is the amount of 4 tefachim or 10 tefachim, as we just said. So that's not considered that they have easy access to that upper balcony. If they don't have easy access to the upper balcony, so it's not a place that has equal access, and when it's not a place that has equal access, we attribute it only to the people who have the equal access. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chiya, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Oishia. Yesh gezel b'shabes, b'churba machzel b'alim. So the simple way of understanding this Gemara is that if I am using an area that I don't own, but I should not be considered an owner of this area, but Shabbos I am considered an owner, and therefore let's say there's a churba next to my home which I don't own and I always used it. That's considered mine as far as Hilchos Shabbos are concerned, and if I could carry, it could be considered an extension of my chatzar to where I could carry. But the Gemara says, I have to return it if I'm not allowed to use it. Ask the Gemara, the statement that was just made here is sort of self-contradictory. Hagufa kasha. I'm Makanya, that if you use an area that you don't own, and you shouldn't be using that area, you're still considered your Rishus as far as Hilchos Shabbos. On the other hand, we say a statement later, that we have to return something that we had no right to use. How do we reconcile these two statements? Alma, isn't this clearly indication the Loikanya? Says the Gemara, Hachikama, Yesh din Gezel B'Shabbos, the Halacha of Gzela applies to Hilchos Shabbos, Ketzad the Churba Machzel Balim. On the contrary, that if this is an area that I don't really own and I don't have a right to use, so even though I'm using it all week, obviously illegally, the halacha tells us that I have to, that it's not mine because legally it's not mine. Amar Rava, so ask Rava Masmina Hashmatzin, but this explanation is sort of difficult after we learn the Mishnah, because we just learned and we explained. When we have these two balconies, and you have, and both the people on the bottom and the people on the top have equal access, and if they did not make an Erev between themselves, so we learned in the Mishnah, we learned just now in the Gemara, neither of them is going to be allowed to use this frame. V'amrit yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. If we're going to say that if something you have no right to use on Shabbos is not considered yours, amay asuris, the people on the bottom balcony have no right to use that frame on the upper balcony. So why do they have a right? Well, why do they have the ability to cause issues with that upper balcony? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes hachem ma'iskinen kigon she'osu b'chitzu b'shutfes, that they made the mechitza in partnership, and therefore they have full right to use it. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if it's talking about that they made it b'shutfes, kios lo tachton enami. Our Mishnah seems to teach us that what's the issue here, because there's only one frame. There's only a frame on the upper balcony. There is no frame on the lower balcony. Seemingly, that if there was on the lower balcony, if there was on the lower balcony also a frame, so then there would be no problem, because the people on the lower balcony will use their frame, and the people on the upper balcony will use their frame. So why, if the people on the lower balcony are partners in the upper balcony frame, it shouldn't make a difference? Ask the Gemara, ki osu l'tachtoin anami, even if they made a frame for the lower balcony, kiven, we shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, kiven osu l'tachtoin, since the people on the lower balcony made their own balcony, geluye gali date danach bahadach loinichalei. We want to use the lower balcony, we don't want to use the upper balcony, even if we're partners in the upper balcony, but since we have a balcony, since we have a frame on the lower balcony, we prefer to use that frame. And since we prefer to use that frame, that's why the halach is that they're not considered equal access. And if they're not considered equal access, the upper balcony will use its frame and the lower balcony will use its frame. Says the Mishnah, Chatzar shepachusa me'arba amos. If you have a chatzar which is less than 4 amos, we may not pour out wastewater into this chatzar to Shus Rabin. Even though, as we spoke at the beginning of our shiur, the water doesn't go directly into the Shus Rabin. It first goes in, I pour it into the chatzar, and then it travels from the chatzar into the Shus Rabin. Chazal, and so therefore it's only koichoi. Chazal said I may not do this, because Chazal, as Rashi, Devar Maskel Pachas, were concerned that if we're going to pour water this way, you may come to pour directly into the Shus Rabim. The Goyin Yaakov, quoting the Rashba, says different pshat. Says no one was ever concerned that somebody's going to pour water directly from Rosh Shus HaYochad to Shus Rabim. Chazal were concerned was that a person doesn't want to pour wastewater into his backyard. And because it's wastewater, that's why Chazal were concerned that instead of pouring it into your into your yard, you're going to pour it directly into the Rishus Rabbim. But in a situation, under normal circumstances, Chazal are not concerned that people are going to pour something directly from Rishus Yochan into Rishus Rabbim. When is a mutter? Elm ken osloi uka, unless they made a hole. What really means is a cesspool. So if they made a cesspool to pour the water, the waste, then it's okay. And it has to be mechsekes sosai minamnekev ulamata. The cesspool has to be so large that it could hold two saw of water below the hole, which they used to have a hole in the wall of the cesspool, which would bring the water into the Rishus Rabbim. So it teaches us the Mishnah that the hole has to be high enough on the side of the cesspool that below it there is the place for sasayim of water. Once they can hold a sasayim of water, then we're lenient. And this halach applies. The halach is that this cesspool could be inside the chatzar or outside the chutzar, but if you're going to put it outside the chutzar, el shemechutzar likmar. If the cesspool is going to be outside the chutzar, he has to cover it, because we want to turn it into a makom p'tur. Otherwise, if it's just in outside the chutzar, and I'm pouring into it, that means I'm pouring into Rishus Rabbim, which of course we may not do in Shabbos. But if we cover it, it's less than 4 tefachim wide, and less than 3 tefachim deep, so therefore, it's considered a makom p'tur. And as we discussed many times, you're allowed to pour something from Rishus HaYochid into the makom p'tur. Ella, m'chot tzarech likmar, m'fnim ain't tzarech likmar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, bib, shu kamer, arba amos Rishus Rabbim. If you have a drainage pipe that's running from the chotzer through the Rishus Rabbim, if the first four amos in the Rishus Rabbim are covered, they may pour water on Shabbos. Why? Because since it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, so it's considered as if I'm pouring from my chatzah, which is Rishus HaYochid, into this drainage pipe, which is also Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, even though it may ultimately flow into Rishus Rabbim, I have here, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, enough room to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, so it's not considered I'm pouring from anywhere, it's only from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. The Chum Oimrim, the Chum say, Afilu gag a chatzamei ama, even if it runs along the roof of the chatzar, 100 amas before it gets to Rishus Rabbim, La Yishbach Api Abib. You may not pour directly into this drainage pipe because you're pouring it into the drainage pipe, which is going to go into the Rishus Rabbim. What they do say you may do is shofech ulagag. You could pour water on your roof of your home, and then the water will go into the pipe. Because when you do so, it's not going directly into an area which is in the Rishus Rabbim. Hachotz v'chatzur mitzatun arba amos. We spoke at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if the chatzur is 4 amos big, then we could pour into the chatzur directly. Says the Mishnah that not just the chatzur could be counted towards those 4 amos, the chsadra, that pavilion that we spoke about so many times, in front of the Rishus, in the chatzur, could combine. Shadei the yutei zukin negazu, if we have 2 upper stories facing each other, with an area of a chatzah below that's less than dalet amos, so we have to make a cesspool to pour water into them, as we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. And what happened was, miktsasin also uka, some of the people made the cesspool, or miktsasin lo yasu uka, and others did not. Says the Mishnah, and we'll explain this in the Gemara soon, esha also uktsu mitarim, the people who participated in making the cesspool can pour water from their homes into this hole, but those who did not, asurin will not be allowed to, and we'll speak about this soon in the Gemara. So we learned in our Mishnah that if the chotzer into which you're pouring the waste is 4 amos by 4 amos, you may pour into there. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabba, my Tama, what's the difference if it is 4 amos that I could pour into the cesspool, then I don't need a cesspool, and when it's less than 4 amos, I need a cesspool. Amar Rabba, Nesha Adam also l'stapik sosai mayim b'chol yoyim. Chazal said that typically a person uses 2 saw of water every day. Ba'ava amos, when you have a chotzer, which is 4 amos by 4 amos, a person, their chetzeris, their yards were, the ground was dust. And dust rises and it's hard to be there, the dust particles. So you want to pour water on it, lezalfon, to settle the dust. So since it's that size, that's why I'm pouring the water for that size. And therefore, whatever, if the water ends up going out of the chatzar, that wasn't my intention. Because I'm happy that the water should be there, settling the dust. Pach mi ad dalet. But when the area is less than dalet amos, he doesn't care about the ground. Because it's such a small chatzar, it's not really a very usable chatzar. And since it's not really a very usable chatzar, nobody's worried about the dust. And therefore, the halacha would be, idave uka, if you made the cesspool shari, it's fine, iloy asur. Rav Zeir Omer, different explanation. Dalet amos taimei, in an area of 4 amos, the water that you pour out, the 2 saw of water that we said is what's used on a typical day, will be absorbed. So you don't have to make a cesspool. But if it's not that large, pachs mi dalet, there's not enough room in the chatzah for the water that I'm pouring out, loy taimei, and therefore the water is certainly going to go out of the chatzar, and that's why Chazal were machmer. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the halach l'maisa nafkamina between these 2 opinions? Omer Abaya, orch v'kotn ikka benayu. Nafkamina will be when you have a long and narrow chatzar. So you have the total area of dalet al dalet, but it's not shaped like a dalet al dalet. So according to Reb Zeira, as long as you have that much area, your water will get absorbed, and therefore we could be lenient. According to Rabbah, where it's an issue of lezalfon, so when you have a decent shaped chotzer, which is used on a regular basis, says the Gemara, just so we have the consideration of rotzer lezalfon, and therefore the halacha will be, we are lenient. But if it's not, even though it has the dimensions, it has the area of a dalet al dalet, but it's not a presentable area. If it's not a presentable area, the halacha is different. Tanan asked the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Chotz v'chsad metzar from dalet amos. We learned towards the second part of the Mishnah that all the different areas within one chotzer could comply for the dalet amos. Says the Rabbi Shlomo Reb Zeira, that as long as you have an area of dalet amos where the water could get absorbed, we understand the Mishnah Nicha very well. El Rabba, who says that it has to be an area which is a presentable, decent area, so how do we combine 2 different areas? Answers the Gemara, Tergmer of Zera Aliba de Rabba, Bechsadrim Alachs Apnei Kol Chatzakula. We're referring to a situation where the Achsadra runs parallel with the Chatzar. Since the Achsadra runs parallel with the Chatzar, so it's all one big area, a presentable area, and therefore the rule of Rabba would very much apply. So the Gemara brings a raya to Rabba's opinion from a Braisa. Toshma, the Braisa says, Chatzar she'en by dalet amos al dalet amos, ain't shaychun l'toycha mayim b'shabbos. If the Chatzar doesn't have dalet amos by dalet amos, we may not pour water into it on Shabbos. So Bishlam L'Rabba, who said it's only considered a chotzer when it has dalet al dalet amos. So this braisa, nicha, is very understandable. El Reb Zeira, but according to Reb Zeira, as long as you have the area of dalet amos, 16 amos, 16 square amos, why does the braisa have to say dalet al dalet? Answers Reb Zeira, the question is a very strong question. And Omer L'Chor Reb Zeira, says Reb Zeira, Homani, who is the Tana of this braisa, it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah said that even if you have a pipe, a drainage pipe, we learned in the Mishnah, said you can't pour directly into the pipe, even though the pipe is large enough to absorb the water. They obviously are of the opinion that just because you have a place that's large enough to absorb all the wastewater of Shabbos, we still have to be machmer, because you're going to be taking the water past your past your chotzer. But our brisa, our mishnah, says the Gemara, is referring to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says you could pour sewage into a pipe if it can absorb the water. So we see that all we're looking for is absorbability. And here we have, and therefore in any chotzer that has dalet al dalet amis, we have that absorbability. Ask the Gemara, my dukkha, the Reb Zeira, look at the Masnitzker, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why does he explain the Mishnah that's following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Wouldn't it make more sense to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan? Amar Rava, Masnitzin Ksisha. What pushed Reb Zeira in this direction was the Mishnah. There was a difficulty in the Mishnah. My area, the Tani, why did the Mishnah begin by saying Chotz Shibchusa? That we have a Chotzer that's less than Dalid, then we can't pour water, sewage, directly into the Chotzer. Listening, shouldn't have the Mishnah just said Chotzer She'ein by Dalid al-Dalis, that it have to have Dafka Dalid al-Dalis, Dalid al-Dalid. Why did the Mishnah, if the Halach is indeed like Rabbah, the Mishnah should have been clearer. And the Mishnah should say that what we're looking for is not just that we're looking for a Chotzer, we're looking for a Chotzer that has Dalid al-Dalid. Al-Shmamina, it must be that all we're looking for is absorbability. Whose opinion is that what we look for is absorbability? The opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And that's why I'm explaining the Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shmamina. But ask the Gemara, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was only introduced in the Mishnah later in the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, for Hobbit the Sefer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if the later part of the Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, isn't that clearly indication that the Reisha is Lav Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Otherwise, why was only introduced in the Sefer? Answers the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The entire Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to Rabbi Zeira. V'chsuri mechsra v'chktani. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Chotzei shibchusa b'dal ramis. If you don't have 16 square amma, and shaykh matach ma'im b'shabbos, you may not pour the sewage there, because you don't have enough of an area to absorb the sewage. Dal ramis, but if it has that amount of space, so it has the absorbability, shayfchen. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, as the Mishnah introduces later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion is that as long as Bayis HaKamad Dal Amz Rosh Hashanah, if the drainage pipe is covered 4 amos in Shus Rabim, Shaykhul Toichel Mayim B'Shabbos, because we're not worried that it's going to go past that area because you have enough space for absorbability. So our Gemara just taught us that whenever the Gemara, whoever Chazal, use the Lashon of Dalet al-Dalet, it means it has to be strictly Dalet al-Dalet. There's a very interesting question. The halacha by Hilchas Mezuzah is that only a room that's Dalet al-Dalet is Mechuyev in a Mezuzah. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Ba'i she'en lo'y arba amis al arba amis. If you have a room that isn't Arba Amos by Arba Amos, put them in a mezuzah. Doesn't have to have a mezuzah. Continues the Rambam. V'm yesh boi kedei l'rabeya Arba Amos al Arba Amos b'shova. You can make, you have 16 square Amos. Abishu ogol, even though it's a round room, or bal chamish zovius, or it's a room with 5 corners. V'en tzarch loim mishim yaharcha yes al rachboi. Or it's a rectangle. Hoyel v'yesh bei l'rabeya arba amis al arba amis chayiv b'mezuzah. So we see that a room, the Rambam's opinion is, you don't have to have the exact dimensions of dalet amis me dalet amis. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei is Simen Reish Pei Vav Sif Yud Gimel paskins like the Rambam. The Shach disagrees. The Shach quotes the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that the room has to be strictly Dalet al-Dalet. And therefore, because we have this Shaila, this Machloikis, if you have a room that has the dimension of 16 square Amos, but it isn't exactly Dalet al-Dalet, the Shach Paskins, the Chaya Odom Paskin, the Archa Shochem Paskin, that you put up a room, you should put up a mezuzah on that room, but don't make a brocha. So at the Masham, the Shaila's Shuvas Masham, Chelek Aleph, Simon Ayin Aleph, says that our Gemara poses a question on the Rambam. Because our Gemara says that whenever the Braisa uses the words Arbal Amas, Arbal Abba, it means strictly Arbal Amma. If we look in the Gemara, in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, "The Abayi She'en Boi Dalar Abbas Adalar Amas, Potem and Amazuzah." So clearly indicates that it has to be Dalar Al Dalad. How will we be able to understand that? What would the Rambam do with that Gemara? So the Masham says that he asked this question to the Koichem Yaakov. The Koichem Yaakov was the Himero of a Rav. He was the father of the Chibina Rav. So the Koichem Yaakov said that that's not necessarily a compelling question. Because from an Al Sugya, the reason Rav said it must be Dalet Al Dalet, because the Arba Amis, when the Mishnah says, must be Dalet Al Dalet. Because if it's not Dalet Al Dalet, the Mishnah didn't give us really a shear. Then the Braisa said Dalet Al Dalet again. Why did the Braisa say Dalet Al Dalet again? To emphasize that it has to be strictly Dalet Al Dalet. But in Masech, when it comes to the Hilchos Mezuzah, it's only mentioned once that it has to be Dalet Al Dalet. Since it's only mentioned once, that is not a compelling proof that it has to be Dalet Al Dalet. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, so we learned in our Mishnah that if you have a bib hakomer, if you have a drainage pipe that's covered, you could pour the sewage into it. The Chazchom, however, we learned in the Mishnah say you could only pour on the roof, and then it will roll into these pipes. Says the Gemara Masnis and Dlok Chananya. Our Mishnah, the opinion of the Chachom and our Mishnah is not consistent with what we learned from Chananya. The Tanya Chananya Amma, Afil Gag Meya Amma. Even if you have a very large roof, Lo Yishbaich, you may not pour sewage on the roof. Lefisha Ein Gag Osu Levlua El Kaleach. Roofs were not used to pour on. They to absorb. They were used to just roll off the roof. And since it's just used to when would Chachamim Mekel? When people will see that I'm intending that it should get absorbed there. If it ends up rolling past that area, that really wasn't my intention. Here, where it's obvious that I meant that it should not stay there, so when it goes out of the area of the Chatzar, it's Osir. The Chazanish makes a nice observation. Chazanish says it depends out of what type of material the roof is made. If the roof is made out of material that is absorbent, so then we could be more lenient. If the roof is made out of material which is not absorbent, we have to be more machmer. Tana continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah that if you have a small chatzar and you want to pour sewage into it, you need to make an uka, cesspool. Says the Gemara, b'med v'mamurim, when is that required? B'mais achama, in the summer. Avul, in the winter, you could do it, you could keep on pouring into that chatzar, even though it's not large enough. Ask the Gemara, my tama, why can we be lenient in the winter? In the rainy season, the people want the whatever liquid should get absorbed into the ground. And therefore, it's not obvious, or it's not his intention to take it past the chotzer, and we can be lenient. Amalei Baya, Rav Shaifchim. In our Mishnah, when we spoke about the sewage that's poured into drainage pipe, the Adam Reutzer Shivlu, people want the sewage to remain in the sewage pipe, and yet the Chum held, Lo Yishbach, Victani, the Chum held, you're not allowed to pour into the drainage pipe, even though that's where I want it to be. Amalei, says the Gemara, in the chatzur in the winter, l'may necheshloi. Why would we want to be machmer? If we're going to say people want this drainage to go out of the chatzur because it shouldn't ruin your chatzur. In the winter, it's all muddy from the constant rain anyway. Hamakalkel of a kaima. V'imishum gzeira, that you're worried, that you're concerned, that people are going to say, Shemi Yomru, Tsinayr Shaplani Mekaleich Mayim, that people are thinking that you're pouring water directly into the chatzar, into the Rishus Rabim, stam tzinaris b'kalchemayim. That's where water goes in the winter, through the gutters. So if somebody sees water that going out of your chatzar, he's not going to think that you're pouring the water out of the chatzar. He's going to think that the water by itself, there was an overflow and went out to the chatzar. But when we speak about the pipe, Chazal were concerned that people will see it discharging water in the Rishus Rabbim, and they're going to think that you deliberately set it up in a way that it should discharge water into Rishus Rabbim. However, Amar Rav Nachman has a different interpretation. But Moisa Gishamim, in the winter, if you have the cesspool that can hold a susayim, noisnal susayim, you'll have to pour a susayim of wastewater into it. And Tysus says that doesn't mean dafka susayim. Even if it holds more than a susayim, even if it holds only a susayim, you could pour more than a susayim into it. Why? Because once it holds such a large area, so much water, then you could pour as much as you want. There are, however, other Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos, the Rosh. They say the Mishnah said Sosayim, the Gemara said Sosayim. That means you can only pour Sosayim, not more. Machzit Sa, if it only could hold a Sa, noisnoi Sa. Maisa Chama, but in the summer, Machzit Sosayim, if it could hold a Sosayim, so it's a large enough hole, noisnoi Sosayim. Sa, ain't noisnoi Iker. Then you can't pour anything into it. That even though in the winter I would be allowed to pour a saw, in the summer I can't pour anything. Ask the Gemara, but why? But Maisa Chamanami, in the summer as well, Machzik saw, if the hole is large enough to hold a saw, at least Nesav La saw, I should be allowed to pour a saw into it. Answers the Gemara, Gzeira, Dema also Litan Le B'Sayim. Chazal said, as we learned earlier in our shir, typically they had a sasayim of water that they used every day. And therefore, if you're going to have a smaller hole, it's very possible that you're going to pour more than you may into that hole. Ask the Gemara, it's a wonderful concern. So that concern applies in the winter as well. Answer the Gemara, as we said a moment ago. What is the concern in the winter? If you're worried that the water will go into the your chatzar, and that's why people say you want it to go to Rishus Rabbim. Nobody cares if the water stays in your chatzar. I'm a kalk of a kaim, it's all muddy from the rain. That is water, he's deliberately pouring water into Rishus Rabbim. No, people are going to say it's the rainwater that's displacing this water out of the chatzar. They're not going to think it's your drainage water, your sewage water that you're pouring out. I'm Rabbi Hilkach. Therefore, the halacha is that during the rainy season, a fill curve, a fill karayim, you could pour into your chatzar, and there's no concern. We learned further in the Mishnah. V'chein shtei tisoyah zu k'neged zu. If there are two upper stories that are opposite each other over a small chatzar, and only one of them participated in making the uka in the cesspool, only they may pour water into the chatzar, into the cesspool. Am Rava, and this applies a filu irvu. Still, the people who did not participate in making the cesspool can't pour water into the neighbor's cesspool. I'm a bai my taima. Ilema mishum nefish maya. If you say the concern is because there's too much water and therefore we can't have everybody pouring water into that uka, ask the Gemara for Tanya, we just learned, achasli uka v'achasli gzestra brecha v'rieva. Whether we have a cesspool or a different type of a vessel or a small pond or a small boat, as long as you make a cesspool, even if it's already full from before Shabbos, because even though it's for sure going to pour out, we're not concerned about that. Eli Itma, so why is there a problem? Eli Itma, Hachi Itma, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. If they did not join an Erev, so the people who did not participate in the Erev can't pour into the cesspool. Let's understand this halacha. Yes, there are other people. The other people did participate in making the cesspool, but there's still no Erev in the chatzar. If there's no Erev in the chatzar, so you're not allowed to transport something from your house to the chatzar. Here, Why can they, even though they made the cesspool, be allowed to pour into the cesspool? So the answer that the Rishonim says, Tosfos, is because we're not talking about a case where they're pouring directly into the chatzar. It's talking about a situation of indirect. So what they do is they pour water on the floor of their balcony and it runs off into the cesspool below. So even though normally that may not be mutter because you didn't make an Erev, here, because they made the Ayuka and they didn't do directly, they could pour it this way. But if there was an Erev made in the Chatzar, everybody would be able to pour into the Uka, because there's Chatzar, we're all connected. Ask them of Chiloy Ervo, my Tamaloy. So if they didn't make an Erev, but again, the people, even though they didn't participate in the Uka, they're not pouring directly into the Uka, as we just explained from Tosfos. So why may they not pour that way? Answers the Gemara Amar Rashi, the Masal Fukim Mimani Debatim Lahasim. Chazal were concerned that they may pour directly into the Uka. And that's, of course, Asur. So the people who made the Uka, they know that you have to pour it this way. The people who did not participate don't recognize that, and therefore on them we need to be machmer. Hanu lo ketz mishtatzim, hanu lo ketz mishtatzim, hanu lo ketz ad mishtatzim.